Runners taking off. The pitch misses high for ball number four. And that's three straight batters that have reached, although all on different ways and none of them on hits. Harper draws a walk and sends Kobayashi to second. Harrison Garrett now on third base. The Rafters have the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the second. Back to the top of the order, Royce Clayton Jr. takes the first pitch high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup, and Clayton continues to be on a roll. This is his first official AB of the game as he swings and misses for strike number one. He drew a walk back in the first inning, stole second base and ended up on third, but that's where he was stranded at. 1-1 the count with the bases juiced. Two away in the top of the second. Clayton trying to give the Rafters the lead. The third pitch of the plate appearance clips the outside corner for strike number two, and now a 1-2 count. Kareem Arusovic is on deck if it gets there, but if it does, that would mean that the Rafters have grabbed a lead. 1-2 the count now to Clayton, and a breaking ball misses in the dirt, blocked behind the plate by Chambeau and keeps it from getting away. A good one. He had to use the chest protector on it as it bounced up and hit him. So now a 2-2 count to Clayton. And the pitch on the outside lower corner for strike number three. And that takes care of Royce Clayton Jr. Fourth strikeout of the game for Noah Chubb. And in the second inning, the Rafters no runs on no hits. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0 here in Fond du Lac on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The Rafters had the bases loaded in the top of the second, but unfortunately couldn't push any of those runners across. It remains tied 0-0 as we hit the bottom of the second inning, and the Dock Spiders looking to push across the go-ahead run here. The first pitch on the way to Quinn Chambeau hits the lower part of the zone for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Chambeau, the right-handed hitting catcher, fouls the 0-1 count back and out of play. Now 0-2 the count. Jace Barajas back in the first inning struck out the side, although he did allow a triple to James Hankerson Jr. with two away. 0-2 count coming home, breaking ball outside. It's now a 1-2 count, and Barajas has really been showing off the stuff here. The right-handed pitcher is Looking good. 1-2 count. Called strike three. Fourth strike out of the game for Jace Barajas, and he takes down the leadoff batter in second inning. Brings up Reese McCarthy with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the second. Barajas has retired all four of his outs via the K, and the first pitch to Reese McCarthy is in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and back in the first inning, Barajas threw 20 pitches. 0-1 the count. It's fouled off the tip of the bat. Now 0-2. And with all these strikeouts, you tend to see more pitches thrown the more strikeouts you get. 0-2 count, a swing and a miss. Strike number three, fifth K of the game for Jace Barajas. And it brings up Camden Kunkey with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the second. And this is giving shades of Noah Marschke from back earlier in the season. Marschke here at Fond du Lac, he had the Rafters' first 10-strikeout game in 4 years. Pop up in foul territory down the third base line. Third baseman over to it, and Skinner makes the play for out number three. And that takes us through the second inning. Finally, an out that wasn't a K, but Jace Barajas, my goodness, three up, three down in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third. It's 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
The top of third coming your way here from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, as the Rafters are looking to keep it shutout baseball. And, well, they have certainly done a good job with Jace Barajas on the mound. And, my goodness, he has been dominant. But now up at the plate, the Rafters hoping to get the offense rolling. They are going to be stepping up with the leadoff batter, Kareem Arusevic. He's the two-hole man in the batting order. It'll be Arusevic, Beauchesne, and Akko due up in the top of the third. First pitch to Arusevic is taken outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Clouds coming overhead here in Wisconsin, and hoping that they will avoid us as the 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. But certainly bringing a nice cooling factor to the field at the very least. It was steaming hot earlier today, and all of a sudden the temperature dropping what feels like 10 degrees in a matter of seconds. 1-1 the count, misses outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. So I'll be keeping a track on the temperature, because that first pitch, it was 88 degrees here in Fond du Lac, as this one is hit out towards left field by Arusevic down the line, racing over to it. The left fielder slides and makes the catch. Great play by Taylor Freeman for out number one. And that brings up Jake Beauchesne with the bases empty and one away in the top of the third. And Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Chubb on the mound. Chubb brings the ball into his glove, now fires home, breaking ball upstairs for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And, well, certainly a lot different of a result from yesterday's game so far, as the 1-0 count is swung on and missed by Beauchesne, 1-1 the count. Obviously, that could quickly change with a ton of runs coming across, but the Rafters would be more than fine if their pitching, at the very least, keeps things rolling along. 1-1 count. Swing and a miss makes it 1-2. And I'll say, the way that the pitch count has been going as well, the Rafters are fine with the game continuing just as it has been. Jace Barajas, only 28 pitches through his two innings, while 49 through two for Chubb. This one's hit out towards left field. Going into the gap, it will land, and Beauchesne is going to stay put at first base as the throw comes in. Would have gotten him out by a mile, so a smart decision to stay at first. First hit of the game for the Rafters, and it brings up Madonaco with a man on first and one out in the top of the third. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, mentioned him going 4-for-5 in the game yesterday. This season, batting .311 through 40 games for the Rafters. First pitch on the way. This one's hit high in the air out towards right field. Down the line in fair territory, reaching foul on the run. It will be snagged by the right fielder Mensick for out number two. And that one took a long distance to get to, but Mensick able to track it down and bring in the second out of the inning. Brings up Landon Gaz with Jake Beauchesne still on first base. And Beauchesne, you do have to watch for him trying to take off, because this season Beauchesne has 7 stolen bases and been caught just one time. That's all in the second half. He's taken off here. Hit out towards right field, though. Liner will be caught, and that is out number 3. The Rafters, a couple of fly balls into the outfield, but only one of them was able to land for a hit. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I got to give a shout out where credit is due. Fletcher Anderson, the Rafters TV broadcaster, just won the bubble balls mini game in between innings. You know, the one where they have the big inflatable balls that you kind of get inside of and then you try to knock the other person over? Well, Fletcher won that game, so congratulations to him. That gave me plenty of mid-inning entertainment. So congratulations on that. I know that one is going to go up on the board for his awards this season. as the first pitch of the bottom of the third inning is fouled back by Tommy Guggins for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Love what Fletcher's been doing on the TV side, by the way, so shout out to him for all the work that he's put in. Good to have an off day for him as this one's grounded over to second base. Picked up, throw across to first is in time as Madden Acco retires Tommy Guggins 4-3 for the first out of the third inning. Well, it's not a no-hitter for Jace Barajas, I'll say that much, but he has been dominant as he has allowed just the one hit. That's it so far. And that was the triple to James Hankerson Jr. He's got five strikeouts through now two and a third innings. That ties his season high. Trying to go past that, Garrett Greco at the plate takes the first pitch for strike number one, an 0-1 count. And Greco, the left-handed hitting center fielder, up for the first time this game. We'll hit the top of the order after this. 0-1 count, misses low for ball number one. Now 1-1 the count. One away and the base is empty, and Barajas trying to get back up over 5Ks, and this one is lined over to short, but caught out of the air by Eric Harper, and that is out number two. Two up, two down in the third inning, and Barajas staying pitch efficient yet again. Just five pitches to retire those first two batters. He's thrown 33 pitches in this game, and with that, the wind picking up as well. That is a cold wind as well. I was saying last night I wish I had brought my hoodie. I did bring my hoodie. But I tell you, the wind, it knocks over an umbrella into the field of play, and now we have to take a pause. An umbrella from over there on the party deck just got belted into the field of play by this huge wind that has just picked up out of nowhere. Well, not really nowhere. We've seen it coming, but really getting things rolling here as a plastic bag flies in front of the crowd mic, if you were wondering what that noise was. Now back to play. First pitch, a strike to Devin Nunez, the leadoff batter for the Dock Spiders. Left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup. He lines one high in the air out towards right field. Wind picking up on the run. It will be caught by Kobayashi at the warning track for out number three. Three up, three down in the third inning. Another efficient inning from Jace Barajas, only seven in that one. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning. It is 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth coming your way after Jace Barajas has continued to impress here on WFHR. I did put on the hoodie. It has been brought out. It says Rafters Baseball on it. very similar to what the players wear, and so I feel like I'm one of the team now. So let's go, team. Get on the scoreboard here. It's tied 0-0. Just one run would put the Rafters up here in the top of the fourth, and Luke Skinner up at the plate. He takes the first pitch for ball number one, and the wind continuing to blow here at Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. 1-0 count is a little bit outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count to Skinner. Skinner left-handed hitting third baseman. He's up for the second time this game. 0-1 after flying out to right field. Back in the second inning, grounds one over to second base. Picked up cleanly. Throw to first is in time. It's a 4-3 putout that takes care of Luke Skinner for out number one. Brings up Harrison Garrett with the bases empty. Still tied 0-0 in the top of the fourth. And Garrett, the right-handed hitting catcher, he has continued to get on base no matter what. 0-1, but with four walks and three hit-by-pitches in his Rafters career now. And he gets hit by another one. Do they not like this man or something? My goodness. He's got more hit-by-pitches than he does at-bats. Four hit-by-pitches in one at-bat. He is on yet again the second time today, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first. I don't get it. Harrison Garrett does not get hits so far. At least he hasn't been given the opportunity. They don't pitch to him. Now Kobayashi at the plate. First one is high for ball number one. Garrett, the catcher, was signed as a replacement for Junior Baraja, someone that had had contact with Ziggy, but he has traveled all around for summer ball, played in three different leagues this summer alone. 1-0 count is taken for a ball, and a snap throw back to first. Make sure that Garrett doesn't get anywhere. Sorry, that was taken for a strike. 1-1 the count to Kobayashi. Garrett leaning over there on first base. 1-1 count comes home. Breaking ball lined into the Rafters dugout. And now 1-2 is the count. And Garrett, well, he was signed on a whim. The Rafters said, hey, let's bring you in. And, man, I tell you, Garrett is one of the most outgoing guys and one of the nicest guys that you get to meet. 1-2 count coming home. Misses in the dirt. Blocked behind the plate by Quinn Chambeau. And now a 2-2 count to Kobayashi. And Garrett is a returner to the Northwoods League. He had played for Thunder Bay last season, but only had 9 at-bats, went 1-for-9, and he continued to get on base. 2-2 count is sent in the air over to first base, caught out of the air, and then stepping back on the bag. It's a double play on the line out to first, and then the unassisted putout of Harrison Garrett for out number 3. That brings us to the bottom of the fourth. In the fourth inning for the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Bottom of the fourth comes up next. Jace Barajas back out here for the Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun. And fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The weather conditions are very odd here in Fond du Lac, and I've mentioned it a couple of times, but there are some dark clouds that came overhead and put the field into kind of a twilight as the lights came on, but it's a very thin layer of clouds, and past it, it seems like we'll be back into the heat under the sun, but, well, disregarding the weather conditions, Jace Barajas has been spectacular today as the first pitch to Taylor Freeman misses high for ball number one. I'm going to turn down the crowd mic for you guys as the wind does continue to pick up. And it's been blowing all around different directions throughout the day. 1-0 the count, misses again for a 2-0 count. Hasn't been very consistent. At the start of the game, it was blowing out towards dead center field. Now it feels like it's blowing back in, as the 2-0 count is fouled on a towering fly ball out towards right field, out of play. 2-1 the count, and Jace Barajas looking to keep rolling along here. 2-1 count comes home, misses high. Now 3-1 to Freeman, and a season high in innings pitched for Barajas. Three complete innings. His previous high was 2 1/3. 3-1 count, gets a swing and a miss. Now 3-2 the count, and he's just continued to dominate in this start. I think he knew that he wanted to go a distance in this game, and with that, he's been ready to go since the beginning. 3-2 count, swing and a miss, strike number 3, 6th K of the game for Jace Barajas, which is by far a season high. Not only that, he has doubled his season total in strikeouts and even more. Entering this game, he had 4 strikeouts through 6 total innings. He's got 6 strikeouts in not even 4 innings in this game. Now James Hankerson Jr. at the plate. The lefty bat takes the first pitch for strike number 1. And Hankerson, the only player to reach against Jace Barajas this game. He tripled back in the first inning. 0-1 the count coming home, and Hankerson fouls it off out of play. 0-2 the count, and back in the first inning, Barajas was able to work ahead in the count, 1-2 on Hankerson, but Hankerson fought back, brought it 3-2, and then tripled. We'll see if he does the same thing here. 0-2 the count, Barajas looking to deal with him. High cheese misses above the zone to bring it 1-2. 92 on that last fastball, and that's part of what makes Barajas so filthy when he's dialed in, is how fast his heater is. 1-2 the count comes home. That one again upstairs. 2-2 the count. But not just that. I mean, his slider has been working today. The breaking ball, incredible. 2-2 the count coming home. And this time the breaking ball is fouled off by Hankerson. So Hankerson stays alive at the plate as Stayin' Alive plays over the PA system. Good choice. Tell you what, that always gets me in a groovy mood. Hopefully it does the same for Barajas. 2-2 the count coming home, and fastball in there, called strike 3. 7th strikeout of the game for Barajas, and the rafters continue to roll behind the starter. Only one pitcher has eclipsed 8 strikeouts, has eclipsed 7 strikeouts this season. That was Noah Marschke with his 10K performance. A couple of pitchers have done 7, but only one has done 8 or more. Landon Mensick at the plate now takes the first pitch for strike number 1, and 0-1 count. And Barajas looking to continue to deal. 0-1 count, misses inside. Now 1-1. And the deal with Noah Marschke, when he struck out 10 batters here in Fond du Lac earlier in the season, he had done so on a very inefficient pitch count and was only able to go 4 innings. 1-1 count, breaking ball, misses outside. Now 2-1 the count. And the difference right now is that Barajas just threw pitch number 50. 2-1 count, misses inside. Now a 3-1 count. And so even though he's got the strikeouts, Barajas has been much more efficient. 3-1 count, swung on and fouled back. 3-2, although this inning is bringing him up there a little bit in the pitch count. That was his 17th pitch of the inning. Second full count of the inning after throwing six pitches to Hankerson as well. 3-2 the count to Landon Mensick, and it's fouled back. Remains 3-2. Mensick struck out swinging back in the first inning. He is 0-1 in the game. Quinn Chambeau on deck if it gets there. And Barajas fires once again, fouled back. Mensick just able to get a piece of it. Seemed like he was a little late on that swing and also under it, but able to stay alive. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance comes up next. Barajas taking a deep breath. Now fires on home, and this one is hit high in the air out towards left field, going back to the warning track. Now slowing down and making the catch is Beauchesne for out number three. And that takes us through the fourth. 10 consecutive batters retired by Jace Barajas. In the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fifth. It's still tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Unfortunately for the Rafters offense, Noah Chubb is back out there for Fond du Lac. And through four innings, he has yet to allow a run, which has kept this game tied at zero into the top of the fifth. But the Rafters will be seeing the top of their order up in this inning, but first it is going to be Eric Harper leading things off. Harper, the nine-hole batter, then it will flip back up to the top of the card with Royce Clayton Jr. and Kareem Arusovic due up. First pitch to Eric Harper is taken for strike number one, an 0-1 count, and Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with Chubb on the mound. 0-1 count is fouled into the netting on the right side of the field, 0-2 the count. Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup, and he walked back in the second inning. 0-2 count coming home, fastball taken in on the hands for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And Harper, while he has still struggled with getting hits as of late, these last two games he's been able to work on via the walk. 1-2 count, check swing, doesn't matter, it's called for strike three, and that puts Harper in the books backwards. The fourth strikeout of the game that is recorded and out, the fifth strikeout of the game in total if you include the one that was a dropped third strike. And that brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with the bases empty and one away in the top of the fifth. Still 0-0 ball game, and Clayton, the first pitch, a breaking ball, hits the upper part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Noah Chubb on the mound. 0-1 the count coming home to Clayton, and he swings and misses, was a little early on that one, and now an 0-2 count. Clayton 0-1 on the game. He struck out looking back in the second inning after walking in his previous plate appearance. 0-2 the count coming home, and the breaking ball misses outside. Now 1-2 the count. And Clayton from Cal State Northridge, man, he has been able to improve that batting average really throughout the season, especially as of late. These last three games have really gone his way. A grounder over towards third base, picked up off the hop in the grass, but over to first, he's able to race it out for an infield single. Throw across the diamond, it took an odd hop in the grass and died immediately. So Reese McCarthy was unable to grab it and make the throw quick enough to beat out those speedy wheels of Royce Clayton Jr. He ends up on first base, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with a runner on first and one away in the top of the fifth, still tied at zero. Second hit of the game for the Rafters. The other one was Jake Beauchesne back in the third inning. Now at the plate, Kareem Arusovic. He shows bunt but fouls it back, and it brings the count 0-1. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Chubb on the mound. Chubb now up over 70 pitches, 77 in total. He has to be getting closer to his limit. Maybe he'll be able to get out of this one in another, though, as the 0-1 count is taken for a strike. Throw on down to second, and they got Clayton taking off on the caught stealing. Not an easy task to do, but a strike and then a caught stealing, that's about the best thing that could have happened for the Dock Spiders on a single pitch, and that takes care of Royce Clayton Jr. Now at the plate, 0-2 count, grounded over to second, and it'll be an easy 4-3 put out to get out of the fifth inning. Royce Clayton Jr. caught stealing for just the second time this season, and with that, it takes us to the bottom of the fifth. In the top of the inning, no runs on one hit, there were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. Bottom of the fifth comes up next, still tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We're halfway there as we exit the middle of the fifth inning. Into the bottom of the fifth, the Rafters looking for Jace Barajas to continue his domination. 55 pitches through the first four innings, and he has allowed just one base runner. It was a triple from James Hankerson Jr. back in the first inning. Now the first pitch of the fifth misses way inside to Quinn Chambeau as that goes all the way to the backstop. 1-0 the count, and Chambeau, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup to get things started, and he fouls this one back over the netting. 1-1 the count. Chambeau, 0-for-1 on the game. He struck out looking back in the second inning. One of Barajas' seven strikeouts in the game. He's looking to keep it rolling as the 1-1 count comes home and gets fouled back once more. 1-2 the count to Chambeau. And the catcher entered this game batting 231, native of Libertyville, Illinois. 1-2 count, swing and a miss. It's dropped for strike three. Now the throw over to first, long throw, but got it for the first out of the fifth inning. Eighth strikeout of the game for Jace Barajas. And after Rafters had taken 4 years in between 10 strikeout games, between Matt Osterberg and Noah Marschke. Osterberg did it in 2021, then Marschke did it earlier in July. The Rafters might have another 10 strikeout game if Barajas is able to keep it up. First pitch now to Reese McCarthy, misses high for ball number one, but of course he's still got to record two more as the 1-0 count misses away for ball number two, a 2-0 count. But we are certainly on double-digit strikeout watch. Barajas just threw his 61st pitch of the game. Now a 2-0 count to Reese McCarthy, and that one misses high. And really the first time this game we've seen mislocation like that from Barajas. It's far and away the longest appearance of the season for Barajas, and he issues a walk on four pitches to Reese McCarthy. And that's the first base runner the Dock Spiders have seen since all the way back in the first inning. It had been 11 consecutive batters retired by Jace Barajas until he walked Reese McCarthy. So now a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Camden Kunke is fouled off at the feet, an 0-1 count. Rafters and Dock Spiders tied at zero. And these two teams doing the opposite of what was happening yesterday. A 17-13 win for the Dock Spiders. All of a sudden, it's shutout halfway through the game. 0-1 count, swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 the count, and Barajas, one strike away from his ninth K of the game. Runner still on first base is McCarthy. Barajas not looking his way. He gets a soft grounder up the middle. It's past Barajas over to short. Harper is there, throws it to first, and gets the 6-3 put out for out number two in the fifth inning. Reese McCarthy does advance to second base on the ground out from Kunke, and it brings up Tommy Guggins with a runner on second and two away in the bottom of the fifth, still tied at zero. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Jace Barajas still on the mound. Looking to go through five innings with less than 70 pitches. He's got 66 at the moment. Guggins at the plate takes the first pitch high for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and Barajas showing every reason to be excited about what kind of player he can be. Even after struggling in his first three appearances, 1-0 count is fouled back, now 1-1. And really, it just seemed like a couple of mislocated pitches from Barajas in those first few, and then losing the confidence. Well, he's had no reason to lose confidence in this game. He has been dominant from the start. 1-1 the count coming home, and breaking ball misses away. Garrett's there, now has to palm it and keep it in his hand as the runner takes over to third on the wild pitch. 2-1 the count to Guggins now, but a runner on third base. No sacrifices in order, though. There are two outs in the inning. But dangerous territory, 2-1 count, fly ball out towards right field in foul territory, reaching towards out of play, and it will bounce off of the inflatable and bring the count 2-2. Only two runners have been allowed by Jace Barajas through his nearly five innings. and trying to keep them from scoring. He's got one of them on third. 2-2 the count, grounded over towards third, and it gets past the glove of a diving Luke Skinner into left field. The Dock Spiders have taken the lead. Now rounding first to second, it will be a stand-up double for Tommy Guggins, an RBI that makes it 1-0 Fond du Lac in the bottom of the fifth. Shutout gone for Jace Barajas. And it's the second hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. Both of them for extra bases, and that RBI double, a meaningful one in what has been a pitcher's duel to this point. 71 pitches for Jace Barajas, and with that, Rafters pitching coach Mike Spears will head out to the mound to have a chat with him to make sure that he's still feeling good. Man, it has been a fun start to watch for Barajas, and he's trying to get through five innings here, and then he would be eligible for a win, but of course the Rafters down on the scoreboard right now. And so Barajas, at the very least, looking to get out of this inning without further damage. And he'll take on the nine-hole batter, Garrett Greco, with a runner on second and two away. First pitch from Barajas misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Greco, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Barajas out there. On second, it's Tommy Guggins. Pitch on the way home, taken down the middle for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Greco had a well-struck ball back in the third inning, but it was lined out straight to Eric Harper at shortstop. 1-1 the count with the runner on second. Harper holding him back, and now Greco fouls it out of play straight back, and a 1-2 count to the left-hander. Greco from St. Petersburg University. He's a native of Pennsylvania. 1-2 the count, and Barajas taking his time, looking for the call, and now steps off the mound, making sure that he's on the same track. Now back on the rubber, he looks home with Harrison Garrett behind the plate. Bringing the leg up, he fires home, and the pitch just misses inside for ball number two, and a 2-2 count. That was a great breaking ball from Barajas. Did not miss by much, and a lot of times you're going to get a swing on that pitch with two strikes, but not from Greco. 2-2 the count now with two away, and Barajas fires. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike number three. Barajas has nine strikeouts on the game, and he gets through his fifth inning of action. But in the fifth inning, there was a run that came across, the first for either team. One run on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We go to the sixth. It's 1-0 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Chubb is back out to work, and why not? Even though he's at 79 pitches, he has been dominant through his five innings. He has been shut out baseball. He's allowed just two hits and two walks, although he has hit Harrison Garrett twice as, I was going to say just a batter, but specifically Harrison Garrett, who's been hit now four times in just three games for him. So, well, Garrett has been taking one for the team, to say the least, getting on base any way possible. He's not due up this inning. Who is? It's Jake Beauchesne, Madden Ocko, and Landon Gaz in that order, the 3, 4, and 5 batters for the Rafters in a 1-0 game. The Dock Spiders currently have the lead, and if the Rafters are able to make a comeback in this inning, the first pitch to Beauchesne misses inside for ball number one. If the Rafters are, then Jace Barajas would be in line for a win as a starter. 1-0 count, misses inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. That's, of course, because Barajas has now eclipsed the five-inning marker. Rafters have only done so a few times this year. 2-0 count, gets a swing and a foul back into the umpire's chest, and looking like he's all right. He actually caught the ball out of the air. Wow. Impressive play behind home plate by the umpire. There you go, Blue. 2-1 the count now to Beauchesne, and I mentioned this season the Rafters pitching going at least five innings. That was the 12th time this year out of their now 56 games that their starter has gone five innings. 2-1 the count on the way home. It's sent up to the right side of the infield, picked up at second base. Throw on to first is in time for the 4-3 putout. That takes care of Jake Beauchesne for the first out of the sixth inning. The Rafters still just two hits in the game. Same with the Dock Spiders, but the Dock Spiders had an RBI on one of those hits. Of course, the double from last inning by Tommy Guggins. That the only run in the game so far, as Jace Barajas has struck out nine batters through five innings. Madden Ocko at the plate takes the first pitch low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Barajas, his nine strikeouts, second most for a Rafters pitcher this season, only behind Noah Marschke, who had 10. Here in Fond du Lac, mind you. 1-0 the count on the way. Check swing, but he went around on a breaking ball that missed outside. 1-1 the count now to Ocko. Ocko 0-2 in the game after going 4-5 yesterday. He's got a strikeout and a flyout today. 1-1 count, check swing. This time he didn't go as it missed away. Now a 2-1 count. Ocko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Chubb back on the mound. 2-1 count coming home. Fastball low. It's now 3-1, and Ocko taking his time at the plate. Even though he went 4-5 yesterday, he had certainly worked his counts, and along with that, did take a walk. 3-1 the count. Pitch on the lower part of the zone, called for strike number two. 3-2 now. Landon Gaz is on deck, and Ocko would love to give him a base runner to work with. Full count on home, and it's fouled off by Ocko to stay alive. Certainly working up the pitch count at the very least of Chubb and hoping to chase him from the game here. Chubb up to 89 pitches now through 5 1/3. Pitch number 90 on the way home. It's a check swing on a pitch inside. He did not go. Ball number four, and Ocko works over to first base. A one-out walk, and Landon Gaz steps up to the plate with one on and a one-run deficit here in the top of the sixth. Ocko represents the tying run. Gaz, the go-ahead run. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup with Chubb. He brings the leg up and fires home and gets the first pitch called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Gaz 0-2 in the game. Lined out to right field back in the third inning. And prior to that, he struck out swinging. 0-1 the count coming home. This one is a liner out towards right center field. That will get down for a hit in the gap. It's going back to the warning track. Now rounding third, Madden Ocko will steam it for home. The relay throw will be kept in the glove, and it's an RBI double for Landon Gaz to tie this game at one. Big time play from the designated hitter. as Landon Gaz comes up clutch with the double. Brings up Luke Skinner with the go-ahead run in scoring position. The Rafters and Dock Spiders tied at one in the top of the sixth with one away. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Chubb on the mound. First pitch is fouled off to bring it 0-1, and Chubb now up to 93 pitches after that foul ball from Skinner. Getting so close to that 100-pitch marker, and seems almost surefire that this is going to be his last inning. Chubb hoping for it to be a good one, although he did allow the game-tying run. Rafters hoping to make it more. 0-1 count on the way home. High for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And we'll see if Jace Barajas comes back out for the sixth innings. I would expect so, although it is his first start of the season. He has gone deeper in games in his relief appearances. 76 pitches through his five innings as Skinner fouls this one away. Now a 1-2 count. With only 76 pitches, you could definitely see him back out there, but you could also see a world where he gets pulled. Although I think he's going to want that double-digit strikeout game. He's got 9 tonight. 1-2 the count to Skinner, but Rafters hoping to take the lead before it gets back to the pitching side of things. 1-2 count coming home. It is called strike 3 at the upper part of the zone. Skinner caught looking, and that is out number 2. Brings up Harrison Garrett to the plate with a runner on second and 2 away. And Garrett, having now reached 8 times in 9 plate appearances, and not a single one of those times was a hit. His on-base percentage, .889. That is also his OPS. Nobody on first, though, so we'll see what he can do. Also still looking for that first hit, like I mentioned. Right-handed hitting catcher. It's a righty-righty matchup. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one, and he's got a good-looking swing. He swung on a few of them, but just hasn't put one into play yet. 0-1 the count. Runner on second base is Landon Gaz. Pitch coming home. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Now 0-2 to Garrett. Garrett has been walked 4 times, and he's been hit by a pitch 4 times. He's been retired just once in his Rafters career. 0-2 count, and he lifts one out towards shallow left field. Running back to it is the shortstop, and he'll be there. That is the second time that Garrett has been retired, and that takes care of the sixth inning. So the Rafters do tie it up. They score 1 run on the 1 hit. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 1 aboard. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters and Dock Spiders tied at 1 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the Bryant experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. Whether the problem is big or small, trusting Comfort Air to do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. They'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
I I was making guesses, educated guesses at that, in the top of the sixth inning as to whether or not Jace Barajas would return. And, well, unfortunately, he is not back out here. What a start from him, though. 5 innings pitched. He allowed just 1 run on 2 hits and 1 walk. He did not hit a batter and had 9 strikeouts. Second most Ks in a game for a Rafters pitcher this season, and fell just 1 shy of Noah Marshke's season-high 10 Ks. But, man, what an appearance for Barajas. Faced 18 batters and threw 76 pitches, allowed just 3 of them to reach. Now Justin Battle taking over, and, well, Battle is a good pitcher, a guy that you do want in this situation. He is piggybacking off of Barajas and hoping to, if things go his way, finish out the night. The right-hander will have the first pitch of the inning to Devin Nunez, called for strike number 1, and 0-1 count. And Nunez, the left-handed hitting DH, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. 0-1 count is hit into right field. Down the line, it will stay fair, just down the right field line. Kobayashi is there. He'll throw it back on in to Akko over his head. It'll be picked up at short by Eric Harper, and a stand-up double to lead off the sixth by Devin Nunez. Well, not the way that Battle wanted his first appearance to go, but, well, still hasn't allowed a run yet, and we'll hope not to, but going up against a tough batter in Taylor Freeman. Freeman, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup, and